Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm James Mason. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has praised his players for kick-starting a massive week by defeating top four hopefuls West Ham in the Premier League. Having earned a somewhat surprising victory at runaway leaders Man City in their last top flight game, United edged past the Hammers on Sunday thanks to a Craig Dawson own goal at Old Trafford. The result means that United will return to Premier League action in April, second in the standings, with Solskjaer impressed by his side's response to the late setback against AC Milan, where they drew 1-1 on Thursday. Speaking about the results, Solskjaer said, "It's been a big week for us, the last few league games, big games near the top of the league, and we're starting to build some momentum in the league. Of course, now we open the gap further to West Ham, which was important for us." Meanwhile, United forwards Enenson Cavani and Anthony Martial are likely to return for Thursday's Europa League last 16 second leg game against AC Milan. The Red Devils were without the duo for the Premier League game against West Ham. And speaking about the pair, Solskjaer said, "It's very likely Cavani and Martial are fit, Donny van de Beek hopefully as well." First choice goalkeeper David De Gea is also available, having returned from paternity leave in Spain, while Paul Pogba is close to a return from a thigh problem. And finally, Paris Saint-Germain sporting director Leonardo has reportedly made contact with super agent Mino Raiola about United midfielder Paul Pogba. Pogba is inside the final 18 months of his United contract, and despite claims of talks over a new deal, the Frenchman's status hasn't changed. And according to reports, Leonardo has now contacted Raiola to conduct initial exploratory talks. Pogba himself is open to a move to the French capital. The midfielder has struggled with injury this season, and he missed the victory over West Ham on Sunday. That's all for now. We'll have more later.